Blessings of a new year. Although that's a funny thing, right? Not the blessings. The idea of a new year. In fact, someone once told me that there's at least seven different new years by different human populations. You know, you can think of like the Jewish New Year, the Tibetan New Year, the Chinese New Year. So those are the only ones that I'm aware of. But yeah, someone told me, and plus the Western, right, that's celebrated by Europe and America, and that is to say the Western Hemisphere. So that's five. So maybe there's some in Africa, I don't know. So just that, first and foremost, that's an interesting thing to consider, that there are, how relative it all is and how human made it is, and what are the different criteria and all that. It's just fun to kind of throw it around in our mind. But blessings, may 2026 be brand new. And may each of us be brand new, like all each of these stars in the sky. We smile together, smile with the world. Every single moment is new. So whether we celebrate it as a new year, we celebrate it as a new morning, we celebrate it as a at midnight with a new 24 hours starting, whatever it might be. Every moment is new. You know, it's been said here in our meditations many times. This moment has never existed before in the universe. And that's a fact. That is worth really, really living from. Because that means this moment is pure potential and possibility. And that's amazing. And to smile and question ourselves, do we live from even some of that potential and possibility in any given moment? And ask the question with a definite smile and a definite kind of attitude or openness of compassion, self-compassion. Because if not, why not? On this New Year's Day. And furthermore, what does that mean to each and every one of us individually and uniquely? What does the word potential, what does the word possibilities mean? What do we mean when we ask ourselves that question? And the funny thing is that it's in the small things, right? The devil is in the detail, but the liberation is in the detail too. Our Christ consciousness, our Buddha nature, our fullness of heart and wisdom is in the detail. It's in the small things. So we smile. And we breathe. And every single time we breathe with a nowness, with a presence, every time we smile with ourselves, with a just a smile of humor in a now, in a present moment, that's living that potential. That's opening into possibilities. How marvelous. Just like this image on the screen, we are a galaxy of potential. We are a constancy of possibilities unfolding. And so potential possibilities. Isn't that what a New Year's celebration is all about, right? That's what people, maybe yourself, sets New Year's resolutions and things like that. But going to a gym or setting that resolution is not going to matter if our mind and our emotions, our attitude to life itself, to our life, to our potential and possibilities, that's where transformation lies. And how amazing that is. You don't have to pay a membership. You don't have to get all dirty and sweaty because it's all inside. The celebration of this New Year's morning is that it's a fact. Every moment is brand new. Wow. And I will share with you that as a person who tries to live that way, it's amazing. It's freeing. It's quite often absolutely fun and joyous and joy-filled. And I think had if I did not have that component of each moment really is brand new. It's at least somewhere in my heart and mind. I could see that, for instance, a journey where your body is just constantly its own game. That can be pretty miserable. So this we smile because goodness gracious, how we bring heart and mind to each moment is the gift we give ourselves and give the world. It's amazing. The potential of each and every one of us is absolutely and profoundly limitless. That's a truth, and that's amazing. And so it is only as we step into possibility, open to possibility, soften and open to possibility, that our own potential can come forward. And so we take a long, slow, deep breath together. Breathing our potential. Breathing our possibilities. And doing so on this New Year's Day. It is wondrously, as each of us softens and opens to our own possibilities, to our profound potential, that changes the world because we've changed ourselves And so we've changed our personal world. And that's what changes the world. How marvelous, how amazing, how joyous. And it all rests with each and every one of us. And that's a great joy, too. So may the new year be blessed by you living more fully. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. There will not be an online meditation on Saturday because of the meditation retreat, the New Year's retreat. And I'm sorry, I forgot to put that in the email. Have a beautiful day. Happy New Year. Love you all. Great day.